one's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse on Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's Sunday night. Thank you very much to Pump Up the Volume, the movie, for that intro you just heard. One of my favorite movies. Very cheesy, but very fun. Welcome to Rant Speak. It's your late night host, Samarian, with your other late night host, Smokehouse, who I'm going to give a call in a few seconds here. He's been having some trouble with his microphone as of late. I'm just going to turn myself up a little bit. There we go. Check, check, check. A little bit more. Check, check, check. There we go. So don't expect much from the phone call from Smokey or... because it may or may not work at all. So we're going to give him a call right now. And then we're going to go through the IRC and start the show. The magical show that is Rant Speak. Nice and late for you people. What just happened? Are we on the phone with Smokey? Can't just tell. Connecting. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Smokey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, super awesome.
Well, that's excellent. That was no effort at all.
No, I didn't even bother to plug the cable in this time either. I just changed the batteries, so maybe that was it.
Oh, that's it. That's all you did.
That's all I did. Maybe that was it.
Well, you sound crystal clear, actually.
Well, that's good. That means this new mic kicks ass.
Sweet. I just turned myself up so you can hear
okay.
me better. I don't know if it works or not.
I hear you fine, really, but the static went up a little bit when you did that.
Oh, okay.
Because I still get static from you no matter what, I think, so it doesn't really matter.
You sound crystal clear tonight, which is awesome.
Well, don't jinx it, dude. Move on.
Never mind about the crystal clear microphone.
Never mind.
So, yeah, welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we, of course, have a special release, Patrolling, Episode 5, and it should be a very fun one. I got it just barely got it done, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, okay.
So, let's read out the IRC, see who's here tonight. Lots of people. IRC giving some trouble today. A lot of net splits, apparently some issues with the Egghead server, but still a lot of people made it, which is good.
Actually, I think the trouble started yesterday.
Oh, did it start yesterday?
Yeah,
I've been busy.
It's been crap for like 2 days.
That sucks. Well, hopefully it's pretty stable at the moment, which is good.
Don't jinx that either.
Everything's going awesome.
Shut up, dude. We got like an hour and a half to go. Shut up.
No kidding. So the people in the IRC right now, Zombie Morgan, Purden, Pinion Blue, Darth Alcinius, Subcon, Red Maiden, Neosonic, Uber Geek, Walter Cronkite, Mr. Echo, Caprian, I think that's all the ones, K16, that are talking in the IRC right now. And of course,
mm-hmm.
there's lots of people idling, there's 68 people in there, but those are the people that are chatting at the moment.
Yes.
And to get into the IRC, I've made it so, so easy now. Just go to rantradio.com and click on Rant Radio Chat on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take you to a magical page where there's lots of really good instructions and also links that you can click on right away. And if you have MIRC installed, it'll take you right to our channel on the other side servers.
I still get people asking me, how come IRC thing tells me to register the app? And I'm like, don't use that. It sucks.
It's the Suxor. Please do not use that. Please install a program. It says on the page to install a program.
I know, but see, that involves reading.
That's a little tough for some people out there.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, when it just says click me, you know, they like that. That's two words, and it's really simple.
So I've got a they like the little top thing. But now I've made it a little bit simpler below with some more instructions. How to get into the IRC, I already did that, the RantSpeak site.
Mm-hmm.
You can download the archives there, if you could post that in the IRC.
Sure.
And people can download all the magical other programs. Why am I saying magical tonight? Way too many times.
I don't know. What, you been doing mushrooms today?
I guess so. I'm imposing a self-ban on myself saying magical, so please monitor me.
Okay.
How to get involved in Rant Radio, people are always asking. The simple way is to send in your picture to us, and we'll put it up on the Rant Radio site. You can see people on the right-hand side. It randomly puts people's pictures up there. You can send that to info@rantradio.com. I get it. I put it up in batches every couple weeks or a month or so, depending on how many I get.
And as we like to say, please don't finger the camera. And if you're a guy, please leave your fucking shirt on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's a list of outlined rules there.
A list there now.
There is a list of what to do or not do. Let me just go to that list right now.
Because we don't
say that out in the air, so we may get some people disobeying those rules by saying them directly in.
Yes.
If you just click on the picture on the Rant Radio site on the right-hand side of whoever... Yeah, happens to appear there. The guidelines are: do not crop your picture. Just send it in, and I'll take care of it. Just bigger the better. Don't finger the camera. It's been done more than once. Put a shirt on, and that should be for males. Don't wear a mask, box, or conceal your face. I just got one sent in by a guy doing like a wheelie on a motorcycle, and there was a helmet on his face, and it was totally useless. Don't alter your picture with excessive filters or graphics. Just your picture.
Exactly.
That's all we want is your picture. You see all those pictures down there? Yeah, those are acceptable pictures. Those are nice pictures. And here's the link so people can take a look at those, at the list of guidelines. I'm not going to call them rules, but they're guidelines. Yeah. I just won't accept your picture if you don't do it that way.
They're preferred guidelines. Thank you.
Exactly.
That's what they are.
And you can see all the listeners below with their happy, smiling faces. And if you put your mouse over top of their picture, you can see their name, which is handy for identifying people's ugly mugs in the IRC, if you want to know who you're talking to.
Yeah, and my picture's still in there, which is really weird.
You do listen once in a while.
Once in a while, when I have to.
When you have to. When I'm forced to listen to my own station.
Yes. Why would I listen to it? I know what's on it anyway.
Exactly. You can also send in your name, if you're overseas, not in Canada or the U.S., to info@rantradio.com. We have a page for those people as well, which I'll put in the IRC as well. And there's quite a list from all over the world. Quite neat. You can tell somebody about Rant Radio. That is the best way. Tell somebody about Rant in general. We got lots of projects. Of course, we were releasing Trolling tonight. That's one of the projects we do. And there's many, many other projects. You can go to rantmedia.ca, click on projects, give a nice list of things.
Yeah, there's always something for you to do.
Yeah, listen, watch, or look at. Yeah. Mm. And we also have projects, which people can help us out with.
Yeah.
There's
lots of stuff.
Jobs there. There's web pages to be done, stuff like that. Just go check it out. There's the link. Actually, Smokey probably should be doing that.
Yeah, I should be. You're throwing me off, dude.
I am.
I'm like, should I listen or should I post links? Well, he's doing it himself. Well, hell.
What am I here for?
I'm not doing nothing then. Fuck it.
You can send in your news stories to help us out on the show. I troll all of the news pages that I've linked during the week to find out news stories. This week I didn't have a lot of time, so there's not very many, but you guys can help me out by helping me send some news stories into me that you think are appealing to our audience.
And send them to Sim, not to me, because I don't care.
He does not care. Info at rantradio.com is the one you want to send it to.
I'm too busy making sure that we have a station to do the show on.
Exactly.
So, unless the content is, like, really specific to me, if you know me really well, I don't want it.
Bandwidth. We need bandwidth. We need bandwidth for our punk and industrial stations. They're always getting full, especially the punk one. So if you can spare some bandwidth, brother, you can email me, info@rantradio.com.
Do we still have that new talk bandwidth that we got the other day? Because I was looking at Shoutcast the other day, and only 110 were showing up. I didn't have the other program installed, so...
Yeah, we dropped one on the talk, and we dropped one on the punk. I gotta talk to that guy.
That's not good at all. That's not cool.
No, not good at all.
No.
So, I gotta get that. That's why we always need more bandwidth. More, because things come, things go.
Well, we have the new talk bandwidth, about 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's a different one that dropped off than the one we got.
Well, still, it works out the same, doesn't it?
Not that that really matters too much. It does work out the same. But the bandwidth we need is not your home computer. It's not your broadband band connection. It's a server hosted at an ISP, or if you're at a school, or you know, a really high bandwidth one, and you can install a program on the computer. It's not a web page. We don't need web pages. If you can't install programs, it doesn't help.
Yeah.
And we need DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yeah, I suppose we should talk about that a little bit.
Okay, tell us about DJs.
Well, Smokehouse, as per normal, is a little angry this week.
Uh-oh.
Because someone has not been doing their job.
Uh-oh.
So because of this, everyone will be made to suffer.
Oh, no.
From here on out, all DJs will send me copies of their shows so I have proof that they're doing it.
Well, that's not totally unreasonable.
Well, no, but I mean, it's a little bit of a hassle. And, you know, I was pretty benevolent about it because I can't listen to every show.
No.
It's impossible.
It is impossible.
And even if it wasn't possible, I just wouldn't want to all the time. it would drive me crazy.
Yeah, you'd be pretty busy all day long doing that then.
Yeah, but this one person who apparently was not doing their show, and if you go to the schedule, you'll notice who's not there. I have no proof that he did any more than 3 shows. and I hired him, like, eons ago.
Yeah, we don't hear when people don't do their shows, because, well, then nobody really knows that their show is even existing.
Yeah, and I gave this person a free ride, too, because they've been on here before. I didn't make them send in a demo or anything. I said, fine, just do it. Cool. And then they didn't do it. So then I send them an email, and they don't email me back. That's bad.
That's a bad sign.
That's bad. And angry Smokey is not a good thing. So from here on out, I haven't sent the email out yet to everybody, but from here on out, everybody will send me archives of their shows, because if they don't, bad things will happen. Because it's a privilege to be here. It really is. You have to be good to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you make the commitment, keep it.
Yep. Just like I post the archives on the show, so I have proof that we actually did the show.
Yeah.
And it helps that you're here, too.
I need it because I don't pay attention. You know? I need to have that archive there because I don't pay attention in this show. You know, I just drift off.
Oh, yeah. Me, too. I probably don't remember anything I really said during the show. It's kind of a stream of consciousness pouring out onto the internet.
Yeah. You just sort of switch off and blabber for an hour and a half.
Yeah, going automatic. So, we also do need more DJs.
Yeah,
as well as yelling at the DJs that we currently have.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, kill everyone that I don't want anymore. Everybody always asks me, do you want more DJs? Well, of course I do. Look at the schedule and look at all the open time slots. There are tons. I would like to get this place completely live 24 hours a day.
That would be amazing.
Which would be amazing and would send me to the mental hospital. But
yes, it would.
Nonetheless, I'd like to try that. So if you want to be a DJ either on any 3 of our stations, just send me an email to smokehouse@rentradio.com and I'll tell you how to send in a demo. Mm-hmm. And of course, the number one rule of sending in a demo is don't send me a demo telling me that it's your demo. Okay. I know it's your demo. Just pretend you're doing a show. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear you doing what you're going to do. Don't tell me what you're going to do. I don't care.
Just do it.
So that's pretty much it with that.
That's your venting. That's your frustration venting.
Oh. There was one other thing that was supposed to happen today that didn't work out too well.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, I was telling you earlier, Mark and Daryl tried to broadcast live from the MTV VMA Awards.
Yeah, I was listening in on a bit on that, and it didn't make sense to me what they were saying. Like, what was happening?
Just technical snafus. They couldn't get it done.
So they were.
Go ahead.
So they were actually outside of the VMAs or inside the VMAs or kind of mulling around there or what?
Mark was able to go. He was going to go in, but he got there late. He couldn't go in, so he was outside. And then he got invited to like an after party at Jessica Simpson's house. But the problem was they couldn't get a good wireless signal to do it.
Oh.
Mark kept fading in and out. That's why it wouldn't work.
Okay.
But he's still going to record some stuff while he's at, like, Jessica Simpson's house or wherever. So we should have some stuff to listen to. We may actually have Jessica Simpson on Rant Radio, which would be really funny.
That would be very be very ironic, in fact.
That would be very funny. You know, and, you know, people think... And the first question I got, it was like, are you guys selling out? I'm like, fuck no. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They don't listen to us very often, do they?
No, I mean, if one of my DJs goes, hey, I have a chance to cover an MTV event, you want me to go? I'm going to say, well, hell yes.
Yeah.
Because that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because how could one of us get in there, for God's sakes?
Yeah, pretty difficult.
Are you guys selling out? Yeah. Are you guys selling out? No, we're not. For what?
Yeah, exactly. For what? And why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
So you could stop listening
to
us?
I helped write a TV show proposal for MTV. You know what I got out of it? Nothing. All right? So we're not getting much out of this. Don't worry about it.
No, we're just...
Jesus.
All we get is lost time and praise from select people.
Yeah. Aren't you worried about MTV's influence? No, I'm not, because they don't influence me.
Have they influenced us yet? No, not yet.
No, not yet.
I doubt they ever will, really.
So... Yeah, that's what's been going on today.
Okay, so that's your news, or do you have anything else?
That's pretty much it. That's today.
Okay, cool. On to the Rant Media News items. Rant Media needs help with our torrent seeds for Porn on Beta's album and for the patrolling stuff. Of course, the new one is being released tonight, and we'll give you that location at the end of the show, where to download that from. So yeah, because as we always need those seeded for new people who are going to be downloading those. So if you could keep your torrents open, the more people that keep their torrents open, the less strain it would be on everyone, and the faster people will be able to download episodes that they have not seen yet, if they're new people to the station or to Rant in general.
I get a lot of requests for torrent links for the old TV show.
Oh well, it's actually on the patrolling download page as well, all the stuff that we have released, and about every 2 weeks I release another one, and the next one's going to be episode 5 on request by Smokey.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter which order they get released in, so episode 5 is going to be next, and eventually all 19 or 20 are going to be released however many I can find.
I've actually got all of them except for the ones I'm asking for.
Okay.
So
in NSV format.
We can always give somebody something. You know, we'll always have something.
That's right. Yeah. So one and two are up there right now. Episodes 1 and 2 are up there right now.
I actually have not seen episode 5. That's not why I'm asking for it.
Okay. You don't have it. You haven't seen it. Both of those.
I don't have it, I haven't seen it, and I owe it to somebody.
Oh, okay.
You know, I owe that one and another one, too. And it's a prize I have to get done, and it takes like a year and a half to get the dumb thing done. It's pissing me off.
Things come slowly, but surely, here at Rant.
Yes, all our year-end stuff takes 2 years to do. Figure that out.
So you're simultaneously almost working on 2 years at the same time, pretty much.
Yeah, it never stops. It's like constant.
No,
it's a never-ending battle.
It doesn't stop, really. And I'm perpetually behind on everything. So
yes.
It's not even... There's no point in even saying behind, because this is the schedule things go at.
Yeah. We'll never be caught up, so technically we're never behind. We're just
very true. We're on our own schedule.
Yes. Which changes minute to minute, day to day.
Exactly. And today something exciting happened. I was interviewed by Dark Canada, and if you could post the link to Dark Canada. It's a cross-Canada documentary about dark culture. In Canada, specifically, of course. They went all the way from the East Coast over to the West Coast. This was their last leg of their documentary tour interview thing. And they interviewed myself and my bandmates in Porn on Beta, and also interviewed me for Rant Radio Industrial, which is very, very cool indeed.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we didn't have an interview tonight, because what you sent me wasn't very clear.
Yeah, it says interviewed by Dark Canada.
And I'm like, okay, I have to bring my A game. Shit. At 2 in the morning.
I don't think we'll get very many interviews in this hour of the day.
Unless they're European.
Yeah, unless they're European and then they're just waking up. But that was very cool. It was about an hour-long interview, and I also videotaped it myself. Being interviewed, so I have a copy, a two-camera copy of the interview on top of their copy, which they're going to be using.
Look that up. That's called narcissism.
No, it's keeping a copy of everything I do. It's called pack ratting, maybe.
Yeah.
Or
you need to see somebody about that, man. Really.
Or it's another word that I can't get right now. It's compulsive. Compulsive obsessive.
Yeah,
about that?
Little OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah, I cannot.
Where you like?
If something is being broadcast or aired or interviewed, I have to have a copy of it, or more than one copy of it in this case. So Sparky was there.
I'm surprised you don't like take pictures of yourself eating breakfast in the morning.
It might be a lost treasure if I don't do that. You know, if I don't take pictures of myself eating breakfast, somebody will miss out. So Sparky,
you don't actually have a. Can I finish my sentence?
No, go ahead.
Would that be okay? No.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you: do you have a copy of your own birth?
It was a bit difficult. It's a perspective of me coming out of the womb. So it's a one camera shoot, because they were able to get a small mini camera inside there. And but the doctors didn't have time to tape the outside of the birth, so unfortunately no.
Okay.
And the tape all got right. corrupted
I,
with
I
all the
to...
liquid, so.
Well,
it was unfortunate.
There you go.
If I have enough money to rescue the tape, it's kind of gibbled right now.
Yeah.
It costs about ten grand to get that fixed up in a proper lab, so I don't have the cash right now.
You'll probably find a way to recreate it with like with CGI. You'll be asking your mom a question just so you get it right, and you'll spend like 5 weeks editing it, and you release it on torrent because you'll think people want to see it. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut down the torrent program. People are saying it's skipping. So the people that are helping seed the torrent, they're not going to get anything at the moment. They're going to share amongst themselves and get them all up to speed, but I'm not sharing it right now because it's interfering, possibly.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, I turned mine off, so it's not my fault. It's Sim's fault.
Oh, it really wouldn't matter if you were doing it or not.
Well, it might in the sense of me being able to talk to you.
Very true. And it's still extremely, extremely clear, which may be interfering with the stream. I don't know. I doubt it. Because it would just be my stream up to you.
I think that means this microphone was a good investment then.
I think so. It's really, really clear. Best
it's
you've
weird.
Ever sounded. Best.
It's weird because the transmitter on this new mic is a piece of shit.
Really?
It's like this little tiny thing powered by a one AA battery. It's a piece of crap.
Wow. Well, good purchase or good gift.
Yeah, good gift. Pretty much.
So there's a rant meeting on Monday for people in the Vancouver area. If you go to that link that Smokey's going to post in there, it's got the location and who's showing up. Anybody else in the Vancouver location, come on out. It'd be very cool to see you. Let me just list off the people that are actually going to that. It's myself. Sean Kennedy is also going. He's back from his vacation after his vacation.
Okay.
And Jibcat, Toxic, Purden, Soul Trance, Mary Rebel, Virgin, Cabot, Modokai, Zap Fergie, Cosmic Roach, Dinium, Odislint, Metanex, and Mavericks. So quite a crew out there, and whoever else they drag along. And I'll be possibly...
Sean's not coming, don't lie.
No, I talked with him. I talked with him yesterday. And
really?
He is going. He is definitely going to the meet.
You should tell him to, like, call me or send me an email or something, just so I know he's breathing. That'd be nice.
Well, he was talking yesterday, and then unless somebody's tricking me and can emulate his voice really well, so... I'll pass along the message. He's a very recluse person.
I'm just saying I would like to talk to him, you know, just for the sake of doing so. That'd be nice.
Okay, I will pass the message along to him.
Thank you.
And at his discretion, he will give you a call.
Yeah, which will be somewhere around 2008.
It could be, because I personally do not have a phone number for Sean.
I know.
It's when he phones me or I smuggle myself over to his house, and maybe he's home.
He must have some email address that works, because I sent an email the other day and I didn't get it back. So.
Well, maybe that one worked then.
Maybe, I don't know. This doesn't mean he read it, but he may have it.
Maybe sitting somewhere in some box, waiting to be read.
Mm-hmm.
Listener feedback. Let me just play the intro.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. And I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
There's our cheesy but effective email music.
Oh, yeah.
Canada Day Rant Radio Sticker Fest. People may have remembered this from a while back that we mentioned it in the news, that somebody emailed in saying somebody was going around saying they're CBC and they're giving me Rant Radio stickers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was our Atlantic Bitch Slap people. And
yeah.
Here are the photos of them going around on Canada Day pretending they are the CBC. And there's a picture of them actually talking to the CBC people. And smuggling themselves.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. And they smuggled themselves aboard a ship as well. And there's pictures of people with Rant Radio stickers. Yeah, I don't know what kind of ship it is, but they put some Rant Radio stickers on the ship. So this is a very...
Hey, that's all right.
An extreme case of vigilantism right here. You can see all these great photos that they got.
Ooh, there's a picture of a girl there. Everybody look.
They talk to a girl. So you too, with Rant Radio stickers, will entice girls to talk to you. All you have to do is get a hold of Rant Radio stickers.
Oh, and there's a girl with a sticker in her mouth. Ooh.
Oh, sexy. And she's wearing a Blink-182 shirt, standing beside a Pantera fan. And they stuck it on a car. I'm not sure if that's their car. I'm assuming it's their car. Doubtful. highly doubtful. I don't recommend this kind of activity, but...
No, because that car looks too nice for these kids.
I think it does look too nice for these kids.
And I know what kind of car that is, and it's very expensive for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's their car. Guys... If it is your car, great. If it's not, please don't do that. That's bad.
Because they probably get pretty pissed at that and maybe even email me.
I would. I'd shoot you.
But I didn't get emailed. Your damn sticker's on my car. Of course, these people may not be on the internet. Anyway, good stuff there overall. This one's from William. I just started watching Rant TV yesterday. I would like to say that I finally found something worth my time and energy. Obviously, he's been a big stick in the mud and sitting in his house, and nothing has worth his time and energy so far, but we've found something. I learned more and was more engaged in one show than I have been in the last year by any other media, be it movies, TV, or even newspapers. I would like to help. This one sent in from William. Thank you very much. High praise from William.
Yes. If you want to help, talk to me. I'm the guy that you want to talk to.
Yeah.
I can find something for you to do.
Yeah, and of course, at the top of the show, we tell you a whole bunch of things you can help out with as well. Just visit our pages. There's lots of stuff there. The next one's from Lee. I love patrolling and all the rest of the stuff on Rant Radio, Rant TV. I'm sure you get asked this a million times a day, but what is the theme song for patrolling? I actually do get that asked this a lot about the music in patrolling.
I asked you that question too.
At the end of every single video product I put out, I put credits for all the music used in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in order of the order it appeared in the episode. So if you're ever wondering what music is in there, just take a look there. It is actually Bool, Blow Up the World. Very excellent.
It's a really cool song.
Oh,
it's
such
really cool.
A cool song. Check out the lyric. Listen very closely to it. And his latest album is also very cool. He hasn't put anything out in a couple years, but that is well worth the download or purchase of that album.
I had somebody tell me that, like, the intro for the show is better than the show. I'm like, well, thanks.
Thanks a lot. intro for patrolling, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be exciting and hyped up and stuff.
I know.
The intro sucked and it was like, hey, welcome to the show and stuff. Yeah, that would be really exciting. All that was...
Like public access TV?
Exactly. all that stuff that Sean is doing in the intro...
Uh-huh.
Will come in about season 3. That level of stuff that he's doing there. Season 1 is getting ready to do that stuff. Season 2 is research for that stuff.
Yeah.
And season 3 is doing that stuff. So it'll be a while, but well worth the wait.
Yeah.
This one is from Wyandy. Feedback.
Here it comes.
Feedback from the After Now. When is the fourth season starting? I love the show. Can't wait to hear what happens next. I got hooked after the first one. Keep up the good work. Everybody's asking this over and over and over and over and over. I got actually asked this 8 times in a span of a half hour this week or last week or something. The fourth season is coming late 2004. Sean is recording it as we speak, probably, hopefully, and he'll pass.
Did you ask him?
Yes, I did ask him. And
okay.
And he is.
Because you said you're going to ask him.
Yeah, and I did. He is recording it. It takes a while. He wants to get it. He get all the ideas straight, the story all straight, and put something of quality out rather than rushing it and put something of not quality out. And quality is number one job here.
Right.
At Rant, rather than rushing things. That's why they take so long. But late 2004 is... it's not in August anymore. I know August is almost over, and that's why a lot of people are asking. Because they were originally scheduled for August.
Yes. That whole schedule thing we were talking about earlier, you know.
Yeah.
May change at any moment.
Yeah, it's done like, when it's done.
Yeah, we work on, like, a Microsoft flexible schedule, you know.
Exactly.
Constant delays.
We can delay it any time we feel like it, and it is being delayed, but it's always worth the wait, and everybody knows that.
Yes.
Red Maiden says, why not release patrolling all at once in the IRC? Well, you know, interesting thing. I finished patrolling about an hour before the show started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you people want to know how down to the wire... I thought I wasn't going to get it done today because of the interview. It took about 2 hours longer than it was supposed to. And I actually had given up. When I got home, I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I went, I'm going to give it another try. So I did get it done, like, really, literally, an hour before the show started. It was done and started sending out. So I do it week to week. All the patrolling is filmed, but it... The patrolling that I just is that I'm releasing tonight took all of Saturday to edit and another 6 hours today to edit from noon to midnight and then another 6 hours. so about 18 hours to edit. Have some of that.
Well, it's not even so much that. It's not really what you would call responsible programming to release it all at once. Even if he could, I wouldn't let him do it.
That would be very, very dumb.
Then there's big holes I got to fill, you know, for the rest of the year. And that's
you know,
you guys will fuck off for 6 months waiting for us to do something else. That's just dumb.
Yeah, people would be like, oh, when's the next thing coming out? I was like, that just took 200 hours to edit that whole series.
Yeah.
or 400 hours or whatever. It would take a long time. And I give up my weekend for you people. I did absolutely nothing this weekend again. So you people can get patrolling.
Shut up. What would you have done otherwise?
Go outside, enjoy the sunshine, hang out with friends, do stuff.
Okay, you have those.
I do have friends. And I can't hang out. And I can't hang out with them. But I have set my priorities so that you people can enjoy patrolling.
Okay.
Which is nice, and I like putting out good product.
Because I have a hard enough time, and so does him, keeping Sean motivated as it is to do things. And you know, he gets in these vacation modes, and it's hard to get him to start again.
Yeah.
So if we released everything at once, there'd be a serious vacation mode, and you'd never see him again.
Yeah, that would be a very bad thing.
It's like, make a choice, okay?
This next one's from Giuseppe. Hey, dude, this guy, DJ Pulse, is crazy. He drinks all night long.
I should mention, this Friday, he went on for 6 hours.
Wow. And I tuned in. It's just amazing how he can captivate an audience by sitting in a chair and playing music. But he does.
Yeah, he does. He's entertaining, to say the least.
And I would recommend to anyone to watch on Friday nights. He fills the Friday night void if you're sitting at home.
Yeah, and which I usually am. So you know, he's my fun time.
So just crank it on. He's actually on Rant TV and Rant Radio Industrial at the same time. But tune into Rant TV to actually watch him. And he's spinning around in his chair and mouthing words, lip syncing, and going nuts. He's going nuts. He plays videos as well, which is really cool.
And the more drunk he gets, the more philosophical he gets too.
Drunk philosophy, huh?
Yeah, he'll start talking about stuff, and I'll ask him, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he'll be like, I don't know. I'm just talking.
Jib Doodle Cat says, Giuseppe, Sim are not Italian. I'm not quite sure what that means. What did I say?
No.
Didn't I say Giuseppe? Or did I say Giuseppe?
No, you said it right.
Oh, well, I don't know what they're talking about then.
Apparently, whoever just said that thinks that this person sent us the broken English email, and this is not a broken English email.
No.
This is perfect, succinct English, which is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't get a broken English email this week, which is very disappointing, in fact.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Maybe next week.
There's always hope.
There is always hope for the broken English.
Yes.
Next one's from Matt. The song Come Join Us, which I hear played every so often, actually probably all the time, because we've been using it for the past 2.5 years or so, or 3 years. Would you happen to know where I can download it? I can't tell if it's a POB or not. Well, first of all, it's a punk song, and POB is EBM or industrial electronic, whatever you want to classify it as. And it's actually done by Bad Religion. And you can download it off of your favorite file sharing program or wherever you can find it. Or you can buy the album. But it is Bad Religion, very cool band, which I saw just recently when they came through Vancouver with the Warped Tour.
Cool.
So people are always constantly asking about the songs. What's the songs? What's the songs? What's the songs? Well, they're always labeled.
Yeah, just read.
Yeah, just
like
read.
Like I said, that whole reading thing's a bitch. You know?
Internet news items, time for the news. Tonight's theme is protecting us from ourselves. The first one, police seize replica swords. 6 men arrested at Comic Book Expo. Fans of science fiction, anime, comics, and medieval weaponry were wondering yesterday why one of the longest running and most popular booths at the Canadian Comic Book Expo had disappeared. I was kind of looking forward to seeing those guys again. Who recalled a display from last year's expo that featured tables stacked with swords, daggers, maces, and warhammers.
I'd never
seen weapons like that sold before. That booth run by America Online Weaponry's company SwordStaff.com was in Toronto for a fifth year, but the display was shut down by Toronto police just hours after opening Friday night. Its six operators, including two Torontonians hired as extra help, were arrested on multiple counts of possessing and selling prohibited weapons. Police cleared 12 tables worth of swords, double-edged knives, and nunchucks, or nunchakas.
Whatever it is.
Whatever they want to pronounce it as. And carted away two truckloads of still packaged weapons. Wow, they must be doing a boom of business at this comic expo. They assured us that the products were sold as props and weren't meant to be used as weapons.
Yeah, but they can be.
Of course, a knife could be too, and an axe at your local store can be too. Sarge and knives at your local grocery store. Staff Sergeant Richard Murdoch said police responded to a tip from an attendee and found several prohibited weapons for sale, such as throwing stars, one-handed crossbows, belt buckle knives, push daggers, and an easily concealed penknife.
Okay.
The swords, axes, and replicas that they sell are not prohibited, he said.
Okay.
So some of it is, some of it's not. We are a lot more restrictive in Canada about stuff that can be sold than the States.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. I thought they said they couldn't sell any of it, and I was going to say, well, you probably have to have some kind of permit for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And some of it probably is outlawed, too.
Some of it is outlawed. Throwing stars are outlawed. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine why.
I never expected this, Petofsky said after his appearance yesterday. They weren't even sharp. It was fans buying swords from their favorite movies, and then someone complained. So we got to protect ourselves from ourselves because we're going to stab ourselves in the eye.
Someone always complains.
It's always the complainer, and that's usually how it works in Canada. It's cool until somebody complains, and somebody did. But, you know, they don't go into, stores and take away all the axes and knives because they could be outlawed.
It's getting a little bit harder to buy ice picks.
Is it?
Yeah, it's getting a little bit tougher by an ice pick.
They're getting a bad rap, are they?
Yeah, that whole basic instinct thing, you know, fucked it all up. It's hard to buy an ice pick now.
Damn it. 911 toy found inside candy bags. Wholesaler recalls 14,000 bags it bought from Miami import firm. Way to repost Blood's Link Smokehouse. Well, this was kind of in the outline from about a couple days ago, actually, Cabot. So, yeah. And the eBay link is broken, probably because it's been taken down by now. Small bags. Yeah, don't complain. Go fuck yourself.
Thank you. I'll take care of that right now.
Small toys showing an airplane flying into the World Trade Center were packed inside more than 14,000 bags of candy and sent to small groceries around the world. Around the country before being recalled. Lycee Corp, the wholesaler that distributed the candy, said Friday the toys were purchased in bulk from a Miami-based import company. The toys came in assorted, purchased sight unseen from L&M Import in Miami, included the toys depicting the attacks on the World Trade Center of September 11th, 2001, along with whistles and other small toys. The invoice described the toy as a plastic swing set. I hate to blame the importer. He probably did not know what he was getting. He brings them in 40-foot containers. But whoever made it exactly knew exactly what they were making. Is it? It's just a little plane with it, buildings and stuff. And it depicts a normal skyline of any city in North America, really. Maybe these buildings are by an airport or something. And I guess they're really harmful to people. I mean, maybe there was a choking hazard. Is that why they recalled it? It doesn't really say why.
Possibly.
It doesn't say why they recalled it in this story. I'm kind of baffled, actually.
No. So you can't have toys in candy bags, pretty much, the deal is?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The company's 100 distributors sent out candy bags, most of them sold to small Hispanic or Mexican grocery stores. He estimated about 90% of the bags have been collected, and now they're going up to hundreds and hundreds of dollars on eBay.
But you can have a toy in a cereal box. That's okay.
Yep, that's fine. A woman who answered the phone at L&M refused to give her name and said Friday she did not know anything about the toy. So we got to protect us from ourselves, because these toys are absolutely dangerous and I guess are spontaneously combust or something. It doesn't say. Trick or Treats 2004, Pimp and Ho Kids, provocative costumes for children spark outrage among some parents.
Okay, I heard about that. I heard this on Fox News the other day.
If you attend a Halloween event this year, don't be surprised if you run into a child dressed as a pimp or a prostitute, as a California company is selling Pimp and Ho costumes. They began selling them for $40 to $60 last year, but the company says there wasn't much publicity originally. And now, they're going to fly out the doors, by the way. Thanks for all the negative publicity. Now the items are a hot topic and worth word spreading on the internet.
It is rather tasteless, though, to tell you the truth.
Well, these costumes that, well, they poorly describe them as Pimp and Ho costumes. The costume for the Ho is actually a 1930s outfit that people regularly wore to dances, as well as the pimp costume they regularly wore to dances.
I don't know. The pimp costume looks like a pimp costume right out of the movies. Is what it looks like.
Oh, for sure. Maybe from 40 years ago.
From like the 70s, that's what it looks like. The prostitute costume, that just looks like something from the 20s and 30s.
It's ridiculous,
But, I mean, I sent my kid for Halloween as a pimp, Would you really want to say that? No.
I don't think any pimp or hoes actually wear those. They'd be pretty much laughed off the street.
No, they don't. But I wouldn't have called them that.
Yeah, it's obvious sensationalism by the company, and people caught on to it, and now they're helping sell them. I'm completely appalled that people would expose children to this disgusting sin by selling or even buying this costume. It makes me sick. Heather Church of Haines... ironic name. Of Haines City, Florida, tells World Net Daily. It makes me sick because it is endorsing this sin as acceptable and exposes innocent children to evil. I'm pretty sure that she didn't say that. Some comments posted among online message board includes, "Yikes, at first I thought it was a joke."
It looks like one, actually. It doesn't look real.
It doesn't look real, but...
No.
This world is a messed up place. What next? Four-year-olds dressed as Playboy bunnies?
Well, they're already doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at those beauty contests.
And the parents are very happy about those.
Oh, yeah.
Put the makeup on the four-year-olds, and I've heard that they do swimsuit competitions at some of
they
those.
They do. Did you ever see the Bravo Network ran a TV show about that?
I couldn't stand watching that. I did watch the beginning of it, but I'm like, God, this
Wasn't
is insane.
Awful?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that awful?
It was totally awful. They put the makeup on, dress them in skimpy clothing, and make them parade up and down the aisles.
It wasn't on the same show, but I was watching something on the news one time where they were interviewing this little girl's grandma, and she's like, I hope my granddaughter wins because grandma needs a new car.
Oh, God.
She said that. And I'm like, I hope you go to hell and die.
So you're parading your little girl up and down the aisle so you can get money. Just for money.
Not even letting the kid keep her own money. It's like, I'm going to buy myself a car. How about you go fuck yourself?
How about you put, at least if you're going to do that to your kid, put it away for them for future use so they can buy themselves a car or whatever they want to feel they can want to spend it on when they're old enough.
Or go to college or something.
Yeah,
you know?
At least they'll be doing it for something.
Buy grandma a car. Fuck you.
So, it's just ridiculous. Next one, hometown t-shirt causes problems for Gwinnett student. How can a t-shirt from his hometown get a high school student in trouble when the shirt is from Hempstead? A student at Grayson High School in Gwinnett County was stopped by the school administrator when he was spotted wearing a t-shirt that read, "Hempstead, New York, 516," a reference to the Long Island town and its area code. But the administrator only saw the first four letters of the town's name and believed it to be a drug reference. It was ridiculous, says Karen Jones, mother of Terrell Jones. Yes. Wow. Overreaction much? They were labeling him that it was advertising marijuana. The family moved to Gwinnett from Hempstead and never considered the hemp in Hempstead may cause any problems from the boys' school. I had no idea that...
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, no kidding. I had no idea that hemp stands for marijuana until I looked it up in the dictionary. But his t-shirt said Hempstead, not hemp. After being questioned by the school officials, Terrell finally convinced them to do a search on the internet and see that there is, in fact, a Hempstead. After
Hold up.
Yeah.
That's really sad. He had to convince educators that there was a town in America called Hempstead. It would seem to me, before you can become a high school principal, that you have to, like, pass geography.
Yeah, it had the name of the state on there as well.
Jesus Christ, man.
And the area code. And it probably looked like, a sports t-shirt as well.
It probably did. It's
overreaction at its best. People are I thought people were PC, too PC, like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they won't. It's zero tolerance for anything now. They can't do anything.
It's not even about being PC or, you know, even about drug references. It's just about being stupid.
And people are making comments in the IRC that hemp is not directly related to marijuana. Hemp is a benign plant that you can use to make rope and clothing and stuff.
And paper and all kinds of things.
Darth Alcinia says you can smoke a field of it and not get a buzz. Probably get more out of smoking, like, actual grass from the ground in your front yard.
But, I mean, just for someone to be so ignorant to even think, not know that there's a town called Hempstead, New York.
It's
I've never been to New York. I know that.
Just looking at Hempstead, that is a common nomenclature for towns, like Hempville or something. I'd be more suspicious of Hempville, but...
Yeah, that'd be a little... I might raise an eyebrow on that one, but Hempstead, New York, it's like, come on, dude, go back to school. Yourself.
And Pinion Blue said he wore a homemade Porn on Beta t-shirt to it to school, and he had to turn it inside out. That's a little bit more obvious, but it is just abandoned. We have nothing to do with porn or pornography or nude people at all.
You like that, though, because it's kind of like a plug for you.
It's hilarious. But you know what? When we send out our newsletters for Porn on Beta to all the media outlets,
right?
It never gets there. All their filters filter it out. And we never get any exposure. It's kind of a double-edged sword, unfortunately, for us.
You may have to change your name a little bit.
Yeah, we might have to abbreviate to POB or something.
You could get away with it that way.
Oh, yeah. As long as they don't think us that we're POD or something.
Well, yeah.
I believe that's a Christian group, isn't it? Christian hardcore group? I'm not sure.
I don't know if they are or not. I haven't really paid that close of attention. I like them. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're a Christian or not. I don't really pay attention to that. I don't really pay attention to that.
No, it's like, do you like the music or not, right?
That's like the big thing, though. Well, this hard rock group's Christian. It's like, who gives a crap? Do you like it?
Do you not like it? Do you like it? Play it. Don't play it.
I don't care what they like. Do I like the song? Yes? Okay.
Oh, people are saying POD is bad Christian death metal.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up like I gave a shit. But yeah.
Okay. Next one. New technology tracks in-game ads. Nielsen and others find ways to monitor eyeballs. Now, ads in games are not new. They've been going back for like 20 years. I remember playing games on Commodore 64, and there was ads in the games. Especially Electronic Arts, I believe, were one of the first people to put ads in games.
Do you still have yours?
It is sitting in the closet, and I have all of my original discs as well.
So do I. Does it still work?
Oh, yeah. I've got like three. I have my original one, and I've bought two in the meantime as well, just in case it dies.
Yeah, I've got two.
And when I eventually get a house that is big enough, I'll set up a games room with it turned on and working all the time.
I had to ask.
Oh, yeah, I got all the old school stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coleco, Atari, Television 2, Atari 5200, 2600,
7800. Wow, that's more than I had.
NES, Super NES. I stay pre-NES, though. Vectrax. All the, I'm out to collect.
Oh, I remember that one.
That's a very cool system.
That's old.
I'm out to collect every cartridge-based system pre-Nintendo.
I used to have a thing where you could actually play video games that were on... You plugged it into Atari and the games were on cassette tape.
Really? For the Atari?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll have to find a link for it. And
that is...
I don't have it anymore, but I used to have it.
That is very cool. The promise of in-game advertising may point to a brave new world of advertising. Who wrote this? But the reality remains primitive. Advertising is hard-coded into the game itself, and it has to, as to how many times a player views a particular in-game ad, impressions, in ad speak, well, that's anybody's guess. Several companies are now working on technologies to change that, giving both game publishers and Madison Avenue a better idea to effectiveness of in-game ads. The implication of these technologies, however, extends far beyond selling ad space. Nielsen Entertainment Media announced in April that it was working with Activision. There's the name. I didn't even look at that. I said Electronic Arts. To develop a tracking technology that would monitor how many in-game advertisements a user encounters and when. Michael Dowling, a general manager at Nielsen, said the technology is far more advanced than the people meter, the device used by Nielsen Media Research to monitor the nation's television viewing habits. This is quite easily done, in fact, especially for online games. They can actually, they'd be able to change the ads and update them. Even if you bought the game 4 years ago, you'd be getting brand new ads.
You wouldn't agree with this, but I would actually rather there be ads in online games than me have to like buy the game and then pay like $15 a month to play it.
If they're giving away the game for free, you're getting something out of this advertising stuff. You're selling your soul for a price that you can afford. But if you're still buying this game and you have to look at ads, what is the point?
Well, yeah. All I was saying is if I buy a game, I don't like have to pay a fee every month just to play it.
Oh, I see. For the online ones, yeah.
Right, I'd rather look at a couple ads than pay for like $15-$20 a month just to play a game I already paid like $50 for.
Yeah, that might be a good payoff. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all up to your discretion how much advertising you can actually stand in your life, and I guess they're going to be pushing this to the limits of it. And of course, they'll be tracking exactly which ads that you're looking at or you stop and stare at for a while, and they'll be targeting you more specifically for those ones. Which is just wonderful, and remember not to put in your address, because you'll be getting a mailbox full of whatever. And this quote at the end, it just frightens me. It's like when I played Grand Theft Auto for the first time, he said. And this is somebody, Mitch Davis. He actually works for the company, for the advertising company. I thought to myself how much better it would be if the signs were real.
I don't know if it'd be better.
I don't know if it would be better. It's like, oh, then it's just like real life when we're bombarded by advertising everywhere we look. That's great.
The only way it'd be better is, like I said, if you had to pay for the game to play it after you bought it. Then it might be okay.
Yeah, if it was free to play it after, great. That's actually going towards something. But me, I'm very doubtful of that. They're just going to add it in and rake in the cash. That's about it. So it's time for open the phone lines, and I know there's a couple people already who want to talk to us.
And that's good.
That is good. And if you do want to talk to us, just private message me in the IRC and say, I want to talk to you on Skype. And our Skype name is Rant Radio. Nice and simple. And Pinion Blue, our... caller who is always asks very poignant questions and we like to talk to, is wanting to talk tonight. And where are they? They're not in my online list, so I'm gonna give it a try and see if we can talk to him anyway. Opinion Blue says it's a-okay, so we're gonna give him a try, because Skype is not the most reliable on saying who's on and offline.
It's not reliable for anything, really. It kind of works.
User not found. Oh, that's not very good. That's actually, in fact, a very bad sign. So if Pinion Blue can disconnect and reconnect their Skype, and we're going to go to Purden, unfortunately.
Oh, God, talk about going to the B-team. Holy crap.
Just a little bit, huh? But I know Pinion... I've lost his name. Purden wants to talk.
Okay.
What the hell? Purden was just online, and now Purden is not offline. Oh, there he is again. He's jumping around. Purden with the Balaclava, I'm going to hold up your convenience store mask as his pitcher. I'm sure will enlighten us. Purden, how is it going in this fine Sunday evening?
Good. I'm with Mokai. Say hi, Mokai.
Hi, Mokai.
Hello, Mokai and Purden. So what are you guys
up to
tonight, other than pleasuring each other?
We're editing.
What are you editing?
What are you editing?
Tapes.
Please don't breathe into the microphone. That would be most wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah, don't do that. Thank you.
We'll hang up. We like to do that.
Yeah, we tend to hang up on people who are mouth breathers. And turn off your radio, too.
Yeah, I'll turn down my speaker. Better?
Yes.
So, what do you want?
Exactly, yeah. What would you like to talk about, really?
Rant meat.
Rant meat. Good. Go ahead. Talk about it. It is tomorrow. It is 7 o'clock.
There's going to be a rant meet tomorrow at a Cafe Addictions at 7 p.m. sharp. So, anyone in the greater Vancouver area who would like to drop by, just go to Cafe Addictions on Westwood Street near Lougheed. It's a large sign. It says Coffee House. They should get a better sign that says their name. And everyone's going to be there.
See, Mordecai can actually talk.
Wow, that was professional.
Wasn't
it? A job, dude.
Yeah,
holy
you.
Thank
crap.
You, Smokerson.
Actually, Mordecai.
You want a job, man?
Yeah,
Mordecai. I know, and
Mordecai needs a job like doing announcements on the radio or something. That was
I know
excellent.
You
yeah, I'd like
me.
One of those.
That was excellent.
I know you
I
hate
you.
Me, and I don't care.
I don't hate you, Smokey.
Not you.
Oh.
The other one.
The guy whose name starts with P and ends with Erden.
The one with the giant head.
The giant deformed head.
At least I could walk.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
That was below the belt, man. That was below the belt and through the pants.
Even his own friends don't like Purden.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't have to walk to kick your ass. So
how would you
hang
kick
up
it?
On this
you can't even move your leg.
So do you have anything else to say besides the rant meet? Or
that might not be at the rant meet up.
Well, that would be...
Jordan has to go to work.
That would be an absolute joy and pleasure. But feel free to show up anyway. Just so we can...
The problem is, Pierden has to go to work on that day. So we need to think of a good alibi for him.
Yeah. Well, no. I think you should go to work because that's what responsible citizens do.
I know a good way.
Oh, come on, Smokey. Play along.
I think Purden should have a very serious injury inflicted by Mordecai. And like a real injury that would prevent him from going to work, but not prevent him from going to the rant meet. And
I can make that happen.
I think that works for everyone, doesn't it, Smokey?
That works for me. You know, I could actually injure him. I'd be happy to do it.
I mean, it works for Smokey. It works for...
Well, we were thinking of just saying he has the shits, but that'll work too.
Well, you can feed him some abnormally awful food and actually give him the shits.
That's
or
a,
just jam my
walker
up his ass.
You can put some put some milk in the microwave for about 5 minutes and or 10 minutes and then feed that to him. A lot of dairy products. Feed him tons and tons of dairy products. Then maybe he'll become a vegan instead of just a vegetarian.
That'll do it.
Oh yeah, I am just a vegetarian.
Just a vegetarian.
So what? I'm not holier than thou. What about not preaching holier than thou, Sim?
Oh, only to you, Pierden. Or Purden, actually. Your name is your name is Pierden, but we like to call you Purden.
Yeah, because you don't spell it right.
It needs
no,
two E's.
No, I can't even spell my...
Oh, and it's pronounced Denium.
Denium is one of the people coming tomorrow?
Yeah, when you're calling out the names of the people who are attending the rat meet in the forum, you call them Denium, but his name is Denium.
You people have crazy names that are unpronounceable.
Yeah. We're sorry.
Oh yeah, right, Sumerian.
Mataki.
You're going to pay for that one. Hey, I've been doing anagrams, you know. You know what Sumerian's an anagram for?
Uh-oh, what is an anagram for?
Anagrams are when you switch around the letters in the word to make another word.
I'm aware of
that. He knows what it means.
I guess that's for the listening audience.
Sumerian is an anagram for mini cream and cram em in.
Mini cream, really? Like M-I-N-I.
And Sean Kennedy is seen ya naked.
Seen ya naked. And that's very
I'm
true.
I'm totally serious. I'm not making this up. You can put this into a... Or you can, like, cross out the letters as you're going. It really makes that.
Seen ya naked. Wow.
Seen ya naked.
That's pretty good.
That is
like
very
that.
Good.
That's.
Hey, you don't want to know what I got for Smokehouse.
Yes, we do.
You're not going to know. You're not going to know.
Well,
I went for Smokehouse.
Is it...
Shut up, Bearden.
Mine's Nerd P.I.
Nerd P.I., perfect.
Yeah, he's the nerd detective.
Wow, this is called a spiral into nothingness.
So you have anything else to say, or are we going to hang up on you?
We're making Divers 3.
No,
Where's Divers 2?
Divers 2? Divers fell apart.
Yeah.
We are going to try and get another show out to you, but we're gonna do some stuff in advance before we send it to you.
Yeah.
Up
the professionalism and maybe fire Purden. That might help.
That's a good idea right
camera.
There.
Yeah.
I actually bought the camera.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah.
That's another good idea.
He'll have to be listed as executive producer.
It's going to be
okay.
If it sucks,
it's all his fault.
Exactly. He financed it.
It's going to be SKTFM, except for with the crappy Burning Man.
Uh-huh. We're already without the Burning Man, so we don't really need that done.
Yeah, screw them.
Okay, we're gonna hang up on you. We're gonna hang up on you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Say bye, Purden.
Bye, lovely.
Yeah, there, he's gone. And we're gonna give... that was just a torture.
Need a lobotomy now.
Well, here's our rescuer. It's Pinion Blue. Modokai's not bad to talk to. It's just Purden. Oh my god.
He's got a good voice on him. We need to put him to work.
He does. Yeah. Yeah, it's ringing Pinion Blue. Ringing.
Hello.
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 Thank God I got this motherfucker to work. I hate this thing. I hate Skype.
It works, but it doesn't.
No, I didn't even see you guys on the list. I was wondering about that earlier. I was like, well, okay, maybe they're on. I just can't see them. Maybe they're invisible or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If the show's going, we're on Skype.
Yeah,
but I couldn't see you guys, and you couldn't see me, so I don't know what was going on, so I had to restart the program.
Well, it's fucked up like that, because whenever I reinstall it, and I go to look for Sim under Rant Radio, it says it's not there. So it's totally useless.
Yeah, it's not good with the contacts. It's good with phoning people. It's really great, especially tonight. It's really
the important part.
It's a very important part, and I'm glad they concentrated on that. So what's happening?
Hey, Smokey?
Yeah.
Hey, Smokey, I got two words for you.
What's that?
Banhammer.
Oh, well, I already did it.
Banhammer.
I already banned one other person, and he probably wasn't listening, so he probably has no idea why I did it.
He was being a moron.
Well, he's a dick. Bottom line. And he doesn't like me, so I can do that, you know.
And he was chastising us for something that he thought we did, but we didn't actually do that. It was, we already talked about it in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to go ahead and explain the whole Isle of Bees thing to you guys. Let you guys know what was going on with that.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Then,
it's a game marketing ploy, first of all, so go ahead.
All right. Yeah, it's a marketing... What it is a viral marketing campaign. If you remember the brouhaha behind whatisthematrix.com, they had a big deal about that, and the Blair Witch Project making everybody think it was real and the people that actually went missing or whatever. Okay, this is a viral marketing campaign. The Halo 2 trailer, which came out in theaters behind major movies like iRobot... I don't want to drop names. Fuck all those movies. Anyways, it came out in movie theaters behind... big, big movies. Well, what's going on right now is the Xbox logo usually pops up behind most of the games. And when the Xbox logo pops up, the www.xbox.com pops up. Well, for a split second, this changes to ilovebees.com. What happens is when you go to this site, there was a countdown clock on it that counted down to August 24th. when the countdown clock hit zero, what happened is a whole list of GPS coordinates showed up on the site. And you had to get two GPS coordinates for every WAVE file on the site. And if you went to payphones, answered them with the weird password, and did all the special stuff, then you would unlock a WAVE file that had something to do with the story to Halo 2. I went and did this. It was crazy. It was like something out of the Matrix.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, at least they put some effort into it, but you realize you just did a big ad for them, right?
Yeah, I know I did. But, you know, it's Halo 2, and I work at a game store, so what the hell else am I going to do with my November 9th?
Yeah, it's, the viral obviously did work, and we actually here at Rant used that method as well to launch Tales from the Afternow, if you remember back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same idea. So, that all works out.
Yeah, it's a very effective format now. Everybody is like, oh, what's that? What's that? And they all look it up, and they tell their friends, oh, it's this cool thing. I don't know what it is, blah, blah, blah. And I believe The Simpsons also parodied that once with their episode about Gabbo.
Yeah.
If everybody,
I think there was also... There's a big viral marketing campaign for The Simpsons that had something to do with Mr. Burns getting shot. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
There was a big deal. There was a big deal behind that. You could win like money for finding out who did it.
Yes, I remember that. I didn't know about the whole thing behind it. I remember the episode and everyone being pissed off. Oh, who did it?
Also, I want to address a question to both of you guys. How long do these demos have to be? Because I'm trying to flesh out one at least runs an hour, and I'm thinking if it's a demo, then why don't I just do like a 20-minute show?
Well, I'd like to have at least 30 minutes on the demo.
Okay.
But if you can do an hour, that's fine, because then you're showing me you can do an hour.
No. I'm doing an ass load of editing. Acid Pro 4.0 is like the worst way to do a show, but it's able to do one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm able to record WAV files, so I guess I got to work with it right now. And
okay.
I guess I'm going to separately record with the co-host. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm going to edit it all together. Yeah, I know. I'm going to edit it all together and see if I can't do that in a timely manner each week in order to make a show out of it. But
Unlikely.
Yeah, I would flesh out the feasibilities of doing the show first, which is what you're doing right now, because you're going to have to be doing it every week.
So
make it as slick and straightforward as possible.
Yeah. You're like going to edit stuff. It's going to look like a Michael Moore movie. It's going to be all fucked up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard to do. It's really hard to edit all this stuff together.
That's
like,
why
I'm trying to get at least an hour.
That's
out.
Why
yeah.
we do it live. It's
mean,
much easier.
I'm glad that you're putting in all the effort. You know that shows me something. But you also have to think about this. What if I don't like?
That's understandable.
Then what?
Yeah, you put in a lot of effort for naught. But if that's the effort you're going to put forth each week, maybe it's worth the effort, right?
The effort's one thing, and if it works, it's another. I mean, because I can appreciate the effort, but we have to make sure that when it's done, that it works.
It works and it's good, primarily.
Yeah, that's what I mean by works. Because if it doesn't work, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay.
That's pretty much what's going on. Yeah, I wanted to go ahead and do a couple shout-outs before you guys kick me off the air.
Oh,
okay.
People seem to love this thing. Want to go ahead and give out a shout-out to Jessica. She's not listening right now, but she will be listening because she knows the site link for the archives.
Okay.
So that's cool. And
this is so Casey Kasem right now.
I'd like dog and my mom.
What can I say? Chicks love me. What can I do about it?
As long as it's for the chicks, I'm all cool with that.
I understand that. You know, chicks dig smokehouse and all that sort of thing.
I believe it. And I want to go ahead and give out a shout out to Tamra, because she's going to end up hearing this too, and she's deep into this whole industrial type punk thing. So she's going to get a kick out of this. She's going to find out about Rant Radio, and she's just going to be super happy.
Excellent. Well, chicks are good.
It's even better if they're deep into us. Music is one thing, but we're another.
You're going to have to pause and fill up the airtime. What the hell? Somebody's at my door.
One
second.
Somebody's at the door.
Uh-oh. Who's calling Sim?
Somebody's coming to kick Sim's ass.
Just me.
Okay, come on in.
booty call?
No.
No?
Dude, Tim, was that a chick?
Yeah,
you have a chick at your house? Wow.
Soon.
Way to go, vegan Sim.
She's at the front door. She'll be coming in soon. I gotta go unlock the door. Just 1 second. So fill up some airtime, Smokey.
She's like, I gotta go now. Fill up airtime.
What are we gonna fill up airtime with?
I don't know. I'll bet you unlock the door is code language for something else. that's what I'm thinking. He's gotta go unlock the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unlock the door in the back room, far away from any sound equipment.
So technically, you're a co-host now. How does that feel? Isn't that fun?
Sounds pretty cool. I'm all happy about it. I'm a co-host. Okay. I'm actually on air, and I'm doing a special job.
Yeah, special job. You're probably not the only one doing a special job right now.
Oh, man. But no, like, I don't know. This whole I Love Bees thing is crazy. Have you actually checked this thing out?
No, you know what? I have no idea what it is. I really don't. So you were sitting there doing
all
this
it
whole
is,
thing, and I'm like, I don't know what you're doing.
All it is a marketing campaign for Halo 2, is basically what it is. It's just to make people more hyped up about the game.
I'm back.
I suck at Halo, so I don't like it. I like the Red vs. Blue cartoons better than I like the game.
Red vs. Blue is awesome.
I didn't find those very funny. They're innovative, but I didn't find them very funny.
I'm going to put a link up for Red vs.
Really
Blue
funny.
So everybody can get it.
Cool.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
I think it's very funny.
We got to move on to the next caller. Unless you got
all
some
right,
more stuff.
More.
Did you all your shout-outs?
Yep, did all my shout-outs.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did you have fun unlocking the door,
Tim? It was very fun unlocking the door. Sure. It was an event. I filmed it, actually.
See, I told you it was code for something else. You wasn't unlocking the door.
What do you think I could have done in that 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Your time quickly enough?
You broke up on me there. What'd you say?
Did I fill up airtime good enough?
Well,
yeah,
you're still here, so you probably did.
You probably did, since you're still here and you're still talking.
That owns. That's so great.
Well, say goodbye. More people to go on to.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for phoning in, as usual, Opinion Blue.
Thank you. Bye.
I always like talking to him.
Except
for his bloody promotions this week for games and stuff.
Oh, that's all right.
Dropping a whole bunch of names. That's okay. People don't understand my level of insanity.
Yeah, I know, but our audience likes these type of games a lot, too, because they always talk about, playing Counter-Strike and Halo and crap.
I mean, if they enjoy it and they play it, then what's the harm in saying it, right? It's something they do.
I'm big on pimping Doom 3 right now. That's the scariest shit I've ever seen.
You're all about that, eh?
Have you seen it?
I have only seen static shots. I've never actually seen it being played.
Oh my god, dude, this game will scare the crap out of you.
I've seen videos of people playing it being scared.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
I heard it's even much worse when you actually hook up the surround sound because it works.
Oh, wow.
So when stuff comes up behind you, it comes up behind you.
Wow.
Okay. So it's really scary.
Caprian wants to phone in. I don't think we ever talked to Caprian before.
That's Richard from Atlantic Bitch Slap. That's who that is.
Do we know his name? I just can't keep track of it. Richard! Caprian!
Hello!
Somebody!
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Okay. Good, you?
Very good.
We're good.
What's happening?
And no, I don't hate you. Even
not much.
So you stuck some stickers...
I know
stickers
that. I heard the show last week.
You stuck some stickers on some people's cars. That was your car, right?
For legality's sake, yeah, sure.
Okay, good. That's a good thing to hear.
Yeah. Don't do that, buddy. Thanks.
It actually wasn't us. It was actually someone else who we gave a sticker to who said, why don't I go put it on a car? And we said, yeah, go for it.
Okay, I see. Endorsing vandalism, are you?
Don't do that either, because somebody would go, well, these guys from Rant Radio told me to do it.
Oh, God.
I hand them out at raves, and I find them on a lot of, like, band equipment around Nova Scotia right now, so...
See, that's very cool.
That's
awesome.
That's different. That's not somebody's car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hand them out at raves and stuff like that. I'm actually going to make a bunch of Rant Radio shirts and just throw a bunch of them out at, like, the next rave or something like that.
Nice. Take pictures. Definitely.
Cool.
I will. I always do.
You're going to make Rant Radio shirts?
Yeah, with Atlantic Bitch Slap on the front.
send me one because I don't have a Rant Radio shirt, dude.
It's not really a Rant Radio shirt. It's just Atlantic Bitch Lab on the front and the Rant Radio, the symbol on the back.
I'll take that. I don't care.
He'll take anything.
Okay.
He's got nothing.
Awesome.
That's true. I have nothing other than like little stickers Stu gave me. That's it. I got nothing.
Did you get the package yet, Smokey?
No.
Okay, that's probably coming the next couple days.
What's the matter, Sim? You don't like Smokey?
No, I like Smokey.
So
I don't
have
him
any shirts.
I don't have any shirts. I don't make. I'll make the shirts.
He doesn't have any. So I asked Nick Shirts. Like, I'm like, dude, I need some radio shirts. And he's like, we're out. And I'm like, you print them in your basement. What do you mean you're out?
How can you be out? Are you? It's ridiculous. I could scrawl on a white T-shirt for Smokey and
I could do that myself.
Exactly.
Man, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just doing the iron-ons. That's all I'm really doing, though. So.
Oh, okay.
Nothing impressive.
No.
It's just getting it done right. So.
That is very cool. Spreading the virus.
Was there something specific that you wanted to mention before we all went off on the stickers on cars and shit?
Not really. I did a show by myself a week ago, and that was pretty fun.
Pretty tough,
really?
Though, eh?
I found it really fun.
Oh, really?
Wow. Really? I got really hyped during it. I got really, like, just kind of frustrated and just kept going with it and just went crazy.
Wow. I guess some people can do it. I can't. It's just brutal being able to just talking by yourself. Maybe if I, like, took phone calls all the whole time, I'd be able to do it, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, some of my favorite archive shows of, like, the old Sean Kennedy show used to be you just doing the show solo.
Oh, God. Really?
Shut
yeah.
up. You lied.
Yeah, I actually
happened.
Like those shows.
Lies.
To be honest, I'm not a big Sean fan.
Okay, well, that might be why, then.
Really?
Yeah.
Odd.
I will argue patrolling with you forever. I think the show is a bit evil. It's a good marketing ploy, man. It's a good marketing ploy.
For what? What is
for
he
what?
Selling? John's not selling anything.
I don't know, but every time I see the show, I'm like, I gotta go get a pair of boots.
Okay. So you do like it, then. You do like it.
I watch it, but I watch it, and I'm just sitting there going, wow, he just polished his boots for 10 minutes.
Okay, wait till you see tonight's one. You'll be running to the stores. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you told me I like this one, so.
Tonight's one is going to make everyone really crazy about going out and going nuts and buying stuff.
See, you have to understand the guy. You have to really understand the guy and the way his mind works. You have to kind of think like he does to be entertained by him. There's really no middle ground. That's how with Sean. You either love him or you fucking hate his guts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's no middle. It's black and white.
I deal with a lot of that. I catch a lot of crap just because I'm his friend. When they can't get a hold of him, they get me because they know I'm around and they like to tell me how much Sean sucks. Which really annoys me, but, you know, that's just part of the job, I suppose.
Well, the thing that pissed me off was the last episode of Patrolling. He described and he gave, like, the description of what the WOG is, and it was kind of like, well, damn, he ruins it for a lot of people.
Well, that's maybe his interpretation. You, of course, can have your own interpretation. That's just how he thinks.
Thing. Yeah.
It was about time that he described it, maybe.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you did because I'm sick of answering the question.
Yeah, me too. That'll be like reference episode 4. Thank you.
And to tell you the truth, it's just a word. It doesn't really mean anything. He just decided to start using it one day. And you can make of it what you want. And for part of this reason, I wanted him to stop using it just for this very reason.
Yeah, there's actually multiple definitions of it. That's just one of it. Another one is We of Gaia is also another definition of WOG. It's an acronym for just people of Earth.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, all right.
It's just a word.
Yeah, it's just a word he took and made his own.
Okay.
And mostly because of Scientologists to begin with, right? Yeah. That's another definition is related to the Scientologists.
Them. Yeah, I've met a few Scientologists. I find the ones I meet are actually quite nice people. Crazy, but nice.
Well, they probably are nice people. I mean, Tom Cruise, he's a Scientologist, but he makes awesome movies, which really pisses me off.
Because you have to watch them and go, God damn it, he's a Scientologist. Yeah.
You have to wonder if he makes some money off it. I mean, if he makes money off it, then it's not really a big issue for him.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he gets a kickback here and there, you know. What better spokesman is there for anything than Tom Cruise, because he's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, so, perfect, right? Oh.
I'm sure.
Well, you can always have a poster girl like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I don't think she liked the Scientologists very much.
I think that's why
I was making
divorced.
A reference to old John Kennedy, but never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch. Pesty bitch. Anyway.
Neosonic wants to Skype in, but I don't see him on my list under his Neosonic or his real name. It might be another name, because Skype uses real names when they list on the list. So when you private message me, maybe either change your name on Skype or let me know what your real name is.
Can you still hear me okay, dude?
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Because Liquid Blue said I was really quiet. So
well, Richard is really loud. So I had to turn down the overall volume, so it's kind of a balance between you and him, so I have to take the loudest one.
Okay.
I have the mic cranked up because last time I was, really low.
Okay, well, you're really loud this time. Or Smokey's really quiet. It's impossible. It doesn't have auto-leveling.
Yeah.
So I just have to take the loudest person to turn everything down, which kind of sucks. But we got a couple more people that want to phone in. Anything else you wanted to say?
We have a new website for the Atlantic Bitch Slap. I'll post it up in the IRC. It's great fun. It's a nice website.
Very
it was
cool.
done by Darth Al Kringison or something, right?
Darth and Gizik.
And I'm doing digital circumcisions now, which is a play on of digital baptism. So if you want to be digitally circumcised, just send an email to AtlanticSlap@hotmail.com.
That's great. That's good.
That's good. How old are you, dude? Can I ask you that question? How old are you?
I am 18.
You talk really well for a teenager, and I hope you take that as a compliment. You really do.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on the station with a well-spoken voice like that.
I'm really
Thank
impressed.
You. Yeah, You're I talk welcome. So well they kicked me out of school for it.
Oh, perfect.
They do that. You're not supposed to have an opinion. You're just supposed to go and shut up.
Yeah, I noticed. Anyways, I guess I'm leaving then. Bye. Or whatever.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
And we'll go on to... And we'll probably talk to you next week, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dude.
Bye.
He's a good guy.
So we're going to go to... Who is that person that I named just recently that won a Neosonic? Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you doing?
Not bad.
So what's up? What's happening?
Well, you know that article you were talking about before about the that weapons one that those guys got busted for? Do you happen to know what the laws are regarding what weapons you can carry with you?
That, I would think, differs from province to province, state to state, country to country.
That could be.
So you will have to look it up. Probably go down to your local knife store. They would be a very good authority on that. Definitely.
That's a good idea. Good idea. All right, well, I don't know.
Don't go asking us about what you can carry down the street. We don't want to be liable for it.
Yeah, we don't actually know. I probably Sean would know for this area, but I wouldn't know. I'm not terribly
into that. I'm sure he does know.
I'm sure he does as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a security guard, so he would probably need to know that kind of stuff for what kind of weapons people are holding on them.
Right, I see. All right, then.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was about it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling Knife Talk.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Next on Knife Talk, it's, let's see, no.
You got nothing.
I got nothing. This person that wants to phone in doesn't have their proper name, or they're not giving me their proper name. It's Glowstick, but your name is not Glowstick on ICQ, on Skype. Or you have not actually guided me to invite you, or you to invite me. You have to get Rant Radio on Skype. And also, Mr. Echo wants to phone in. And if that the other person does not phone, if Glowstick does not get everything straightened out, this will be the last call.
Okay.
Because I have to go to bed to sleep. Connecting, 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 ringing. Oh, and glow stick is calling. Echo.
Yeah, okay, I got you guys.
You're really, really, really quiet.
Quiet. I know you're there. Speak up.
Hey, you guys hear me?
A little bit louder would be good. A little bit louder would be even better.
I don't know why it's so quiet.
Just turn up your recording volume on your microphone on your settings.
Well, it is all the way turned up.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I guess I should check mic boost is on.
I'm going to turn down the music so everyone can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
So, what's happening tonight?
Oh, not much. Just seeding that one torrent. Other than that, not much else going on.
So you decided to phone in and express your view on the nothingness that is happening?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I got a new Java applet for the Rant Radio website.
Really? For the chatting, the IRC?
Yeah. I mean, people keep bitching about it, so I actually did some searching, and I got us a pretty sweet one for us.
Nice. It's free. It doesn't bitch at you and everything like that?
No. It has a lot of functions to it, too. A lot of options.
Very nice.
Well, that's cool.
And so after the show, I'll hook you up with it.
Yeah, excellent. I'll take a look at it. That would be very nice.
That and hope everyone listens to our show next week.
And when is that on, and what is it called?
Nuts and Bolts at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And what day?
Saturday.
Saturday, excellent.
Nicely done.
Smokey, you got to stop yawning. I can totally hear it.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm tired.
It doesn't bode well for the show.
Well, it's contagious.
Dude, it's like fucking 2:30 in the morning here. Bode this.
Okay.
Anyways, dude.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yep. So other than that, let's get this show done.
Excellent. So we can start distributing the patrolling.
He's like, get off the air, you fuckers.
That's what you phoned in to say, eh?
Make sure everyone keeps their clients open.
Yes, please keep your clients open and help keep distributing all the patrollings and all the other stuff that we distribute through torrents. That helps a lot.
Well, Zanky's server actually does 500K Big B upload. So, I mean, it helps out quite a bit.
Excellent.
But, I mean, it takes everyone. It takes a community effort to make this thing work.
Yes, yes, it does.
Wow, dude, we're number 6.
6 in what, talk?
Yeah.
That's because it's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still 40 people listening, according to Shoutcast.
Oh, well, that's actually impressive. That's really good.
Yeah, I'd like
I wouldn't have said so otherwise.
Okay, if we're like 6, then there's 4 people listening, I'd be like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, it's a decent 6, okay, dude?
It's a decent 6.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is. Well, we're going to let you go, Mr. Echo.
Yep.
And thanks for phoning in, and say goodbye.
What the hell?
Well, that's taking me back, eh?
Wow. Flashback.
Flashback, and Glowstick is the last call of the night. He managed to sort his shit out, unlike me talking. Stop it, man. Stop it. Turn away from the microphone when you do that. All of our listeners are yawning at the moment right now. Glowstick, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Excellent. You're a lot louder than Mr. Echo is, so that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Is it too loud or?
A touch loud, but it's okay.
Don't breathe into the microphone either.
Yeah, don't breathe in the microphone, and we'll be all cool. So, what's happening tonight, Glowstick? Are you you're a new listener, aren't you? I don't remember seeing your name before.
Yeah, I'm pretty new actually. I listen a lot, but I just now started going into IRC and whatnot.
You hide.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys are bring back the Photoshop thing where you guys request a Photoshop thing and everybody does it, send it in, whatnot?
No, that's a lot of work for me to post those up, and I don't have time to sort out all the Photoshops and stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So it'd be extra work for me, and it would slow down all the other projects. Perdin asks, what happened to the girl you had over? Well, the show is still going, and she left because, well, she didn't want to wait. So that kind of sucks.
All right. The other question I had.
Are you serious?
Was,
yeah, she's gone. Just totally gone.
Dude, we could have quit. I was just messing with you. That's cold.
Yeah, it sucks. But
let the man do his job. Man.
That's okay.
Anyway,
she'll come over some other time.
I feel bad, almost.
Almost bad. I would have to go to bed anyway. I'm totally tired. I have to, like, eat something because I'm starving and go to bed.
Anyway, what's up, dude?
So what do you want to talk about?
I was just wondering if there are any porn on beta instrumentals anywhere online.
No. Not really. You mean, like, without the vocals and without anything in the background?
Yeah, like in the intro, except without the vocals that are in it.
Not really. They're not distributed or anything. Maybe one day I'll put those out. But right now they are not accessible. Nope. So short answer, no. Long answer, maybe in the future.
You should, though. Remix material, dude.
Yeah, it would be good remix material. We're actually taking on people for remixing our songs because we're going to be releasing a remix album. So if anybody out there has some leet skills in remixing music, you can email me, info@rantradio.com, and I'll set you up with the vocals and guitar tracks by themselves. And you can go ahead and remix.
Yeah, that's all the questions I have. I'll be off now.
Sweet. And everybody can get patrolling, and I can get to bed. So thanks for phoning in, Glowstick.
No problem.
Okay, later. Bye-bye. Oh, he's already finished. He hung up on us. How rude.
How rude. Oh. Pinion Blue said he would have finished the show with me so you could, like, you know, get your stuff on.
Oh, okay.
I'm dedicated.
I am dedicated to this... the cause. I gave up my weekend and even gave up a girl tonight, so there you go.
Yeah, he said I could take over as host and he could just be really quiet and laugh sometimes.
She even had wet hair. She was all cleaned up and everything, so that sucks.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I understand, you know. All you have to do is tell me these things.
Nah, it's okay. She probably had to go anyway. I didn't even talk to her.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even talk to her? Well, I would have left too, you fucker. Jesus. You didn't even talk. She came over to your house at, like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Right? And you turned her away to do this.
I said, like, 20 more minutes. She couldn't wait. And my voice is given out.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying. My voice is given out. It just went pop. Okay. That's coming back a little bit. So it's time to release the link for the patrolling episode 5, and I'll be releasing the low version link as well into the IRC in a little bit, and I'll be putting them up on the page as well. This is for the high bit rate link, so you can post that in there right now.
Well, I have to. Okay, it's right down here at the bottom, isn't it?
Yep. Under the Grant Media Releases. And so I don't forget to read out all the people still in the IRC. I've actually put it into the show format.
I see that, because we've been getting complaints about that.
We have. Every time the show's over, they're like, they didn't read the names again. Well, yeah, that does suck. So we're going to read the names. Jib, Doodlecat, Purden, and Mota, it's not long enough. Darth Arsidious, Desert Runner, The Decoy, Glowstick, K16, Mr. Echo, Zombie Morgan, Caprian, who else is talking? Super Dude, and that is about it that's talking, and H-Reet Cot's brain just joined. I can't even say that.
Okay.
And that's that, and K-Talk there. They got it in just in time. So there's the link for the patrolling episode. Download to your heart's content. It's going to go up to a point, and I'm going to start mine again so we can get to the rest of it. It's going to go a little bit slow because I didn't get out the full thing before I was able to start the show.
No, he didn't. I complained about that, you know.
Yeah, well, it was either not getting it at all or getting a tiny bit of it.
I didn't say it was your fault. I just said I mentioned that. I'm like, there's no way this will be done by the time
the
show starts.
It got to, I think, 25% done.
Yeah.
So it'll be another hour before I think all out.
Yeah, it'll be another long time before it's all out.
Another long time, or you can wait till the morning, but you might as well just start it now and wake up with a wonderful patrolling episode in your on your hard drive.
I can't wait to hear this archive so I can hear how good I sound this week.
It's very, very nice and clear. So
on my spiffy new wireless microphone.
That must be nice. I'd like a wireless microphone for this show. One day I'll buy one.
I should find the link for this one. You might want to buy one of these because they don't cost all that much.
Oh, really? That would be kind of cool just to get one, because I want one for, like, Porno Beta on stage and stuff.
And
a really
apparently,
nice
apparently it works, so...
Really? What gigahertz does it work in?
I don't know. You're asking me this question at like 3
okay.
in the morning.
You might have noticed it on the box, like 900 megahertz or 2.4 gigahertz. It operates in one or the other, or the new 5-point block.
I'll have to see what it is. I don't
okay.
know.
Cool, because I just don't want it interfering with my wireless here.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll see what I can find.
You sound really enthusiastic about that.
No.
Okay, well, it's time to go. Time to go, because we're both tired, and I missed out on some poon, so I got to go cry myself to sleep tonight.
Just, you realize that you gave that up just to talk to listeners.
Yeah, for another 20 minutes, I know.
Well, what? You know, if we had more stuff to do, oh, maybe you'd have an argument, but you gave it up to talk to them.
Well, me and my right hand will go to bed tonight.
I don't need to know that. Man.
Guy. Jeez. Okay. So, we're out of here for another week until next week, and I don't know what I'll have for you next week. Maybe nothing, maybe something. Can't promise you anything. But hopefully in 2 weeks I'll have another patrolling episode 6. And the pictures up on the patrolling page do not reflect everything that is in the episode, because I did do some last-minute changes. Sean holding up that little piece of paper is not in the episode. I'm going to change the pictures on the website. That'll be in the next one.
Okay,
so don't be disappointed when you don't see Sean holding up that little piece of paper, which I'm not going to tell you what it's about, because it's actually pretty funny stuff.
You should leave that, though, because that's what they do it in movies, you know, the stuff that's in the trailers, like, never in the movie. I've seen that before.
Oh, so. I see that all the time, because they're not even anywhere near done editing the movies. They just take the best bits out and put it in the trailer. Yeah.
This is what we got. It's going in the trailer.
Exactly. Yeah. I know all about how that works now. It actually happened for the Burning Man episodes.
Yeah.
There's parts in there you never saw. Totally funny stuff.
It'll probably be that way with patrolling, too, won't it?
That intro, all that stuff's fake. That intro stuff's all that. That's none of that stuff. Oh, yeah. Some of that stuff is actually real. Very little of it, but some of it is actually real.
Almost all that's fake.
Almost all that's fake. It's just, Sean, let's go do some cool stuff. But as an example of what he's going to be going and doing, right? Because we had that point we hadn't done anything yet. Yeah. I just got the camera and I had to film an intro to get it out there.
Well, in this case, I'm wondering, how did him walking with a cup of coffee make it into the realm of cool stuff?
It was just an idea. I thought that it's just a weird idea. Sean likes coffee a lot.
Yeah,
so.
It's very much him.
It is. It really showed what he was all about, kind of lumbering across a field on the horizon with a cup of coffee in his hand and his backpack on his back.
That Humpty Dumpty walk it is.
It was just a really funny, and it was a long shot to include of something just happening.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just being an asshole.
yes, you are.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm done, too. We're out of here. So bye from me and bye from Smokehouse, I think. You going to say bye?
Yes, goodbye. We hope you enjoyed the longest one-hour show on the Internet.
Yeah, it's
it's Rant Speak.
Our show is a very long one-hour show.
Yes, it is.
But we know you appreciate it, and we know all the sacrifices that we make you eternally appreciate as well. Giving up my weekend. For you.
And that's not all he just gave up. So appreciate this man. Send him something nice.
Exactly. Send me your thanks. So we're out of here for another weekend. Here's the magical.
You can't say magical, dude.
I know. My voice cracks all the time, Cyberlord. It's a part of what happens, especially for talking for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's people that talk, their voice gives out on them.
Yeah.
It happens.
So. We'll see you next week. Arrivederci.
Bye, guys.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Well, Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.